So I'm here with Lynn. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. We've just been doing some training, some talk about work training, and we've been going through your online profile, and you've already created something online for what you want to do. You've trained in architecture, haven't you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've created a kind of portfolio website.
Yeah, on Wix.com.
And how did you go about doing that?
Well, just actually researching online and seeing what other students have done.
Mm-hmm.
And just basically trying to keep up with the trend and creating my own website, because I thought it would like advertise what I'm about and what my skills are and the work that I've done.
So you're finding that's kind of very common now.
That's the trend now, so you have to keep up with it. Yeah.
To have this kind of online portfolio.
Yeah.
And today we've just gone through creating a LinkedIn profile for you as well.
Yeah.
And how did you find that?
A bit strange. Just, it's something that I didn't really feel comfortable doing. Like, you know, pulling professional details about myself for everyone to see. I know I've done the Wix one, but it was just for people in the industry, but on the LinkedIn it feels like everyone can see what you're about.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, people probably won't find it unless you point them to it or you connect with them over LinkedIn.
Right. Okay.
I mean, people are unlikely to kind of go searching for you unless you kind of draw attention to yourself to them. So
okay.
It'll be kind of the people
that
you want to connect with. Have you made any connections so far on LinkedIn?
One, and then I think when I looked again, two other people had viewed my profile.
Mm.
That's the thing that I'm a bit uncomfortable about, like people that you might or might not know have have looked at your profile, yeah.
And did you know who they were, or?
One of them, yeah. My previous boss.
Did you connect with him?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, yeah. All right. And did you find anyone else who, you know, from your work history?
From uni, yes. Mm. My friend. I knew she was on there, but now that I've got an account, I've kind of sent her a request to connect. Yeah.
And I mean, how do you think? I mean, you're kind of aware of some risks with having that public information there about you. How do you think LinkedIn might help you?
Well, hopefully it would create more connections, networking. Mm. Yeah, and trying to put myself out there so that other people in the profession would know about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've also been looking at your online profile elsewhere, because you've got quite a unique name. I won't say your full name,
yeah.
But Googling you,
yeah.
it came up with a couple of surprises, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It's just made me more wary about what kind of information I put on the internet about me. Yeah.
And you're quite surprised to find a profile picture that you didn't know was...
Because I thought I had made that private, but apparently it's linked in with another website that I've joined, and the two have kind of showed the same profile picture, so I'm a bit wary about that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe log in when you're back at home and
change.
There.
Yeah.
Do you think this... I mean, we discussed Twitter a bit. Do you think you might start using that?
Yeah, I mean, I do use it, but it's only for personal kind of use. So now that we've talked about it more, linked with the LinkedIn website and like using it professionally to try and find work, I think I'll have to try and use it more to create more networks and, yeah, more connections.
Okay, yeah. All right then. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers.
Is that the